but I survived. My mom reminded me constantly that I had been so strong. She called me her miracle. My sister and I, who was 5 years older than me, tells a different version. She said I looked like a little purple rat and smelled like a toilet. My dad had hoped for a boy when my older sister Addie's was born. He had prayed for a boy when my sister Nye arrived. By the time I came into the world, he was desperate to have a son. None of us would be able to grant my dad his wish, but unlike my sisters, I had ruined his chances of ever having a baby boy. When I was born, I got tangled in the umbilical cord. We were both very sick, and when we were both healthy again, the doctor told me I wouldn't be able to give you a little brother or a little sister anymore, my mom would say to me. My dad said he didn't care. I was so happy when you finally came home from the hospital after being in an incubator for more than a month. But I wondered if my dad took me to soccer games, bought me toy cars, and dressed me in overalls because he did wish I had been born a boy. Now, my mom grabbed her purse and a big plastic bag filled with pink balloons, and we made the walk from our second-story apartment up the hill through the winding cobblestone streets of Dasco to church. Our parish, Santa Prisca, is a beautiful cathedral made with pink stones on the outside and gold walls on the inside. My mom was wearing a white jumpsuit and a gold belt, her hair pulled back tightly. My dad wore a guayavera, a casual white linen shirt that made his dark skin glow. Addis, my 13-year-old sister, held my hand as we were nearing the church and said, "You will be in kindergarten soon." She'd meant it as a point of excitement. But as I walked down the aisle of the church in my floor-length puffy pink satin dress, only one thought occupied my mind. I'm old enough to be left behind with the nanny. Every Wednesday, my parents and I left Dasco to travel to the next feria, one of the huge festivals that take place all over Mexico, where my parents rented a booth and sold cantaritos, beverages served in jars made of adobe. Aris and I couldn't come because they went to school, so they stayed home with Cande, our nanny. I had thought that being my mom's miracle made me special, and I could always travel with her. But now, I was 3 years old, and I, too, would be left behind to attend school with my sisters while my parents went to work in cities all over Mexico. When Mass was over, I walked down the aisle with a frown on my face. Despite the flowers that decorated the church, the applause from my family, and the awes from everyone seated in the pews, I was scared. My mom and dad stood next to each other, waiting at the end of the aisle for me. In her heels, my mom was much taller than my dad. When I reached them, Mom said, "My little miracle, look how pretty you are." "Why do you look so serious? Smile," my dad added. I wanted to smile. I was excited about my dress, the presents, and the cake I had picked out. But I kept thinking of what Addis had told me. "You will be in kindergarten soon." It wouldn't matter if I was my mom's miracle. I would still be left behind, sometimes for weeks at a time. My mom and dad walked ahead to get everything ready for the party at my maternal grandmother, Mama Silvia's house. All of our birthday parties and holidays were held at her house. Even though my sisters went to an expensive Catholic school and I was having a big birthday party, our own apartment was old and too small for a party. I walked with Cande and tried to catch up with my mom, but my legs couldn't move fast enough. Dasco is in the mountains of the southern state of Guerrero, and the uphill and downhill cobblestone streets did not make it easy to walk fast. "We're almost there, Nanita," Cande said, calling me her little girl. I saw the huge red bougainvillea tree that ran up the three stories outside my grandmother's house and knew we were so close. It was impossible to miss Mama Silvia's house. In winter or spring, the tree's red color popped brightly against the white house. Her home was my favorite place in Dasco. I especially liked that I could flush her toilet by simply pulling a shiny silver handle, a luxury in a small town like Dasco. The single toilet at my apartment needed a bucket of water thrown into it to flush. The small black gate at the entrance of her house was open, and I ran up the few steps made of tiny stones. When I opened the front door, my mom welcomed me with a big set of balloons. "Feliz cumpleaños, mijita!" I loved it when my mom called me my little daughter. My mom led me to the big living room, which was filled with 30 to 40 extended family members, including my many cousins.